It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at HuskerRadio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, please be joined by Randa Mussel here of the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska. Randa is the program manager, so we appreciate you taking some time for us today, Randa.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Randa, obviously when folks think of Goodwill, they think of the secondhand store, but obviously you don't do a lot of workings with the secondhand store.
No, we do not. We are the mission side of Goodwill, and so we work with individuals to help them find competitive employment in the community.
So tell us exactly how you conduct that operation at the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska.
So we, our clients come to us through referrals, through either counselors or vocational rehabilitation, Region 2, Heartland Services, self-referrals. People can self-referral as well. And then they just come in and we get all their information and get them hooked up to wherever they need to be to make sure that they can access our services. And then we work with them long-term. So we will help build resumes. We will help them complete interviews, job search, and help them maintain that long-term so that, you know, work and life balance is complicated at times. And so we're just kind of their support to really help them be successful with that.
And a lot of individuals, as we know, kind of can struggle with some of the technology that gets into the job environment today. So I'm sure a big part of your job is helping people with that technology struggle as well.
Yeah, so much of it is online. And so it is, you know, sometimes that is a definite barrier. And all of our clients have barriers to employment, whether it's mental health, substance use, trouble with the criminal justice system, different things like that. So they just come with a lot of complexities, and we are just their support to really help them.
A lot of complex individuals, like you mentioned, Randa, but the North Platte community is great for these individuals at giving them the opportunity to get a good job, get some stable pay, regardless of what may be on their background.
Exactly.
So tell us about some of the other partner agencies you work with throughout the Project Connect. Obviously, you work well with a lot of these other agencies, but which ones in particular do you at the Goodwill of Industries of Greater Nebraska deal with more often than the others?
More often than the others, what we would work with would be vocational rehabilitation and then your Region 2 Heartlands. Those are our more of our concrete partners, I guess. Like I said, everybody can refer to us, so we work with an array of individuals, and even we provide benefit services as well. So if an individual receives Social Security benefits or anything like that, we have CWIC certified benefits planners on staff as well to make sure that they know how working is going to affect those benefits. And so we just partner, and we really want in the end for everybody who wants to work to be able to work and be successful with that.
What are some of the opportunities that folks have for employment? Is there some employment opportunities out here, some businesses that you work with more than others in our community?
We have amazing employers that really do work well with us. And once they understand kind of what we do, just because it is a different thought process when you, like you said earlier, think of the retail store instead of the mission side. I mean, we just have a lot of employers who call on us first to see if we have anybody looking for employees, and we're just grateful for that partnership that we are building, and we are open to working with anybody, and all of our individuals come with different job goals in mind and different things they want to do and bring a whole bunch of different assets to employers as well.
And it's obviously extremely complicated. We can't explain it here in one quick radio interview, because each individual that comes to you and comes to the staff has different talents and capabilities. So you don't have a mind made up by any means when an individual walks in the door. You don't think we're going to point them to the Walmart DC or point them to Gary Superfoods, because I would imagine it depends on what their experiences are like and what skill set they may have.
Yes, it is. It's all individual based, and it is what our clients want, and we just help them get to that point, or if we need to redirect because it truly is not a good goal, we help them figure that out, what really is a good fit for one reason or another. But everybody is individual. We have nothing mapped out when they walk in the door. It is based on their individual success and their goals and what they want to accomplish.
Again, we have Randa Mussel joining us here, program manager with the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska. And Randa, obviously a big part of the job is finding these individuals a good job opportunity, but the work, I wouldn't imagine, stops after an individual has a job.
No, it does not. Like I said, we continue to help them maintain and make sure they're stable, that things are working in life and at work. Make sure that they have everything they need. And we are long-term. We have some clients who have been with our program a couple of years, and we have some who just really need that help finding a job. And we make sure that they're maintained and stable, and they may graduate out of our program in 6 months because everything is flowing well for them.
Yeah, obviously that's great, but if folks need some long-term assistance as well, you guys are willing to do whatever is needed for the individual. And if there's an individual out there, Randa, that's listening that thinks that they might be able to benefit from some of the resources that you guys have, do they have to have a recommendation from some professionals in the mental health field, or are they able to contact you directly?
They can contact me directly, and then I will help them figure that out and assist however I can to make sure that they get access or we get them pointed in the direction to make sure that they are getting the help that they need.
So obviously that's a long-term process, like you mentioned, and each individual is different. So learning a lot here about the way that the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska operate. And want to give folks a little bit of background on yourself, Randa. How long have you been in this position with the Goodwill Industries?
I have been with Goodwill now almost 8 years. And I originally came in as an employment specialist, so working more one-on-one with individuals. And now I'm, as the program manager, have been in this position, I think, 3 or 4 years maybe. And I oversee North Platte, McCook, and Lexington. And then we have a satellite office in Ogallala as well. So we offer those services in all of those communities. And it just really is a great program, and so grateful to be part of it.
Wow, that's amazing. That's something that I learned new today. I knew that you guys had offices throughout the state, but I didn't realize they were in communities so close to ours.
Yes.
And obviously, you've mentioned you've been in this role now for a couple of years, and while you've been in this role, received quite the honor from the North Platte Telegraph as well.
I did. I did receive quite the honor of Women of Achievement being nominated.
And obviously, that's a big tip of the cap to you, but a big tip of the cap as well to the industry. And great job with you as well to bring the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska into the spotlight a little more and allow people to know you guys are here to help however you can and whenever you can.
Exactly, we are. I have a wonderful team who really strives to meet our clients exactly where they are at and help them however we can.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Randa?
I don't believe so. I just appreciate your time and thank you for interviewing me and giving me the opportunity to teach and educate our community about what Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska is all about.
And Randa, if there's folks out there that want to get a hold of you directly, what's the best way for them to contact you?
They can call my direct cell phone, which is 308-520-9026.
All right, and they'll get in contact with you. And what's the timeline to get the ball rolling for some assistance?
Usually if they contact me and I can get all their information, we can get at least the ball rolling and reaching out to entities that I need to get information from relatively quickly, and then making sure if they start with us, then I continue to follow up and just make sure we're getting all of our T's crossed and I's dotted to get it rolling as fast as possible.
Awesome. Well, Randa, we sure do appreciate the time and all the great work you do here for the community with the Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska.
Well, thank you, Tristan.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.